Bethlehem Bays, we're at the Mishnah. Matzah b'refes, if you find an animal in a refes, which normally would translate as some sort of corral or outside grazing area that's fenced in, so the Mishnah says, enu chayba, there's no din of Hashem HaSaveda, again, because we're assuming the animal's not really lost. The owner put it there on purpose, and therefore it's not considered lost. You don't return it at all. The Gemara will explain exactly what we're talking about. Mishnah Sarabim, if you find it not in a refes, you find it in some kind of public area, which again, has to be some way it's in a public area where it's clear and obvious that it's actually lost. We talked in the previous mission, depends if it's running or walking or where it's running, where it's walking, etc. Whatever this case is, the anchor point of this part of the mission actually is just differentiating from refes, so then you would be chayev pa. If the animal was in a basic forest and you're a kohen, and therefore to be mekayim the mitzvah shavas aveda, kohen would have to become tameh, lo yitamelo. And that gives us, we're going to switch from topic to topic here in the Mishnah. If a person's father tells a son who's a kohen, become tummy to be kind some mitzvah of kibbut aim, not just because he wants to do an avera per se, but he said, "Oh, get me a drink," and to go get the drink, you have to go through the basic first. If the father says to him, "Don't return this lost object, don't do a shavas aveda because I want you to do something for kibbut aim for me, not just tummy standing to do avera," then still lo yishmala, you do not listen to the father. The Gemara will explain where we know that from. Gemara switches topics now to get back to what we discussed on yesterday's daf about prika and tina, about loading and unloading someone's animal, which we said are very much related to the idea of a shavas aveda, looking out for someone else's financial interest. So says the Mishnah, parak vatan, if you load the animal up and then the stuff falls up, you load it up, it falls off, and you have to unload it, and you have mitzvah on both sides, a mitzvah of loading and a mitzvah of unloading. So you do it multiple times. Afilu abra chemisha pavim chayev, shenemer azoiv tazev, as we dashed yesterday, it's really from the azoiv, really from the single, and then the tazev we learned for other drushes yesterday. Halach v'yashav lai, if the owner sees that the animal is suffering, and the owner sees you coming along, and he says, oh, look, you have a mitzvah, and the owner sits down on a chair, and he says, v'amar, hayav alecha mitzvah, you have a mitzvah, azayv tazayv, imretzayn chalifrei parak, so if you want to do it, you go do it yourself. I'm not getting involved. I'm going to sit here and relax. You have the mitzvah. But in that case, there is no mitzvah. Shenemar imoy. The mitzvah is only if you do it with the owner. If the owner decides, now, we said yesterday, if the owner is not there at all, then in a chalami, you have a mitzvah. But if your owner is there and on purpose says, I'm not getting involved, that's when we have this patur of imoy. If, however, the owner was elderly, if the owner was not strong enough to help out at all, he was sick, etc., then you'd still be chayef. So ima is, again, like, just like if the owner's not there, if the owner's there but unable to help, then you still do have a chayef to help. Mitzvah manatara lifreik, the mitzvah manatara is to unload, avoloi litoin, not to load up. Now that sentence obviously makes no sense, because we brought yesterday this two psukim in the Torah. One is talking about prika, and one is talking about tina. Hold on, tomorrow I'll explain what this means. Reb Shimon Eimer, af litoin, is a mitzvah to do both the prika and the tina. B'yashik lidi Eimer, im hoya alav yeser almasoi, if the owner had loaded up the animal with too much stuff, it was just no way it was going to be able to carry all this stuff, and zakakloi, there is no mitzvah then for you to help him unload it, if he either on purpose or it doesn't matter, but if he did too much, then you don't have a mitzvah. Shenemar tachas masa o, that only if you see that the animal is suffering under its weight. And we darshan says Rabbi Yosi masoi sheyochol lamedvay, only if it's something which is the normal amount it should be able to take, and the animal is suffering, then you can help take it off. But if the owner of the lechatchila put on too much, says Rabbi Yosi, there's no halacha that says you then have to help him. What does this mean? Hold on, the Gemara will explain. Let's go piece by piece through the Mishnah. Amar Rava. Refes Shamru, when we say when you find an animal in a refes, that you are eno chayev ba, that Shamru eno mita'eh ve eno mishameret. We're not talking about a place where the animal is protected, but mitzad sheni, we're not talking about a place where the refes where the animal can get out easily or has a reason to leave the place. It's somewhere in the middle, somewhat of a neutral kind of place. Eno mita'eh, says Rava, midiktani eno chayev ba. Obviously, we're not talking about a place where the animal is going to be chased out of there, because if the animal is going to be chased out of there and it's not comfortable and the animal is considered lost, then you would have to do a shavas aveda. Clearly, that's not this type of place. But the animal shameres, we're not talking about a place where it's protected and locked up. I mean, the Israel missed the animal chayv, because then why does Mishnah have to bother telling you, right? Mishnah doesn't say if you find an animal in someone's house, you don't have to return it, because that's obvious, it's in their house. From the fact that Mishnah has to go out of its way and explain this halacha by refis, it must be in some sort of medium kind of area. The Sokodaitim Mishameres, Hashta Mishkachs, Lavroi, Mayalola Gavoi, if you found it in the street, what would be a place, a proper place for you to put the animal for it to be protected would be in this type of corral. So, and if it is protected. So, of course, if you find it in a corral, assuming it was fully protected, you would not be mechayev to do anything with it. That the chiddush of the Mishnah is, that this corral is chetzi chetzi, somewhat protected, somewhat not, and therefore the Mishnah has to go out of its way to tell you that Lamai said this is good enough and you should not remove the animal from where it is, leave it where it is. However, says the Gemara, it's not so simple. Matzah b'refes ein chayv. There's a bunch of different gears in this Gemara. We'll go to gears the way we have it printed. I'm Rabbi Yitzhak. V'hu shay medes toich atchum. This is only if it's in the normal place where people live, in the area around the city. Mashma, says the Gemara. Mechal d'rashus harabim. That which we said in the Mishnah, that if you find it in a public type of area, v'afil b'toich atchum nami chayv. So if it's in a refes and it's in the tchum, then you can assume that that's a safe place and the owner put it there and don't do it. If it's just a rabbim, you have to return it even if it's in the tchum. Even though we said yesterday, different cases where if it's running towards the city, that's okay. Again, you have to differentiate between all these different cases. The Gemara doesn't particularly differentiate between them. But here the Gemara is saying, according to this diak from Rabbi Yitzchak, if it's in the Rosh Hashanah, some kind of public area where maybe the animal gets scared, maybe the animal's not comfortable there, even inside the city or inside the area around the city, you would have to return it. Some people learn this statement of Rav Yitzchak going on the end of the Mishnah. It says, Birush HaSarabim, you're going to be chayv to return it. And on that, Rav Yitzchak, V'ushay medes chutz l'tchum, the opposite. The only time you have to return it, if you find it in Rosh HaSarabim, is when it's outside the area around the city. Mashma, Michal de Refes, if it is in a Refes, which we said is somewhat protected, then afilu ay medes chutz l'tchum, nami enochayba, even if it's in a far out place, way far from the city, l'maisa Refes considered enough protected that you don't have to deal with it at all. So, which definitely putting some qualifications on the halacha of the Mishnah. Moving on to the next halacha. We said, Bebeis HaKfaris Lo Yitamela. Tanu Rabbanan. Minayin Shem Amalei Aviv HaYitamela. The father tells the son who's a kohen to become tamei for some kibud avraham sort of reason. Or Shem Amalei Al Tachshir tells him not to do Hashem's Aveda. Shelo Yishma Loi. How do you know you shouldn't listen? Shenemer Ish Imoi V'Aviv Tiro'u V'Shapsoi Sait Tishmaru Ani Hashem. It puts those two halachas, kibud avraham and Shabbos, in the same pasuk. And we darshan, Kulchem Chayev B'Kvoidi. And they're all going to be Chayev and Kavod of Hashem first. And therefore, if a father tells you to do an Avera, you don't listen. Says, but time, why do we need a pasuk for that? Time of the Kasa Rachman is Bashar Say Tishmaru, only because it says you have to Mechayev and Kibra Ve'im, like Kovet Shemayim and keeping Shabbos. Halavachi, have I mean at Sayasa? You would think that you listen to your father, Ramai. Hayasay, Mitzvah Kibra Ve'im is maximum a Mitzvah Sasei. Vahay Loisa Say Vasei. Becoming Tomei, we said, is Eloi Sasei Vasei. Hashavas Aveda is Eloi Sasei Vasei. So we never see Veloi Osi Asei Vedochi is Eloi Sasei Vasei. We never say Asei Deicha Eloi Sasei Vasei. Asei is Deicha Eloi Sasei. So maybe you'd have a Havamin if the father tells you to do a Justamalav. But these two specific examples that you chose are Eloi Sasei and Asei. So of course, the Asei of Kibra Vedeh would not be Deicha. We see in another pasuk that kibud avraham is doime to kavod Hashem. Shenemar, nemar kan kabedes avicha v'simecha, v'nemar la'alon kabedes Hashem mihoincha. And therefore, if they both have a din of kavod, hilchach letzayisle. Maybe lav dafka we see from here that a kavod of father is more, but at least the kavod of father is equal. And if the father tells you to do an avera, even a lav and an asay, maybe you should listen. Kamashmalan, that you don't have to listen, and you're not supposed to listen, of course, and therefore, that's what the pasuk's teaching me, that even by a kibra of aim, even though it's doimit to kavod shemayim, of course, you do not listen to the father when the father tells you to do any aver, whether it's a regular alav, or whether it's a lav and asay, it doesn't matter. Moving on to the halacha of Prika Matira. Mitzvah Natar Lifraik of Loi Litoi. We said in the Mishnah, a strange statement, that there's only a mitzvah to do Prika. There is no mitzvah to do Te'ina, to load up the animal. So what does that mean? Maya V'Loi Litoi. What does it mean that there's no mitzvah to load up the animal? Ilei M'Loi Litoi. Kala means there's no mitzvah to load it up at all. So Mishnah Prika. By Prika, you understand that there's a Pasuk. Dixiv Azev Tazimai. The Pasuk we already quoted from Parshas Mishpatim. So Te'ina Nami Yoksiv Hakim Tokimimai. The Pasuk says, L'Shir Chamar Chicha Shor Noiflim Baderech V'Salamtim Hakim Tokim. Which we say Hakim Tokim means you should lift up the animal and lift up the packages onto the animal and get him going. So they're both a mitzvah say in the Torah. What does a mitzvah mean that there's no mitzvah? So I'll tell you what the difference is. Ela mitzvah na Torah lifreik bechinam That which the Torah says you have to do these things, the Torah does not say there specifically, does that mean you're allowed to charge the owner afterwards for what you did? Can you make him pay you some sort of hourly rate? You have a mitzvah to do pre-cantina, granted. Can you then, after you do it, go back to the owner and say you have to pay? So says the Mish, says the Gemara, that there's a difference in that halacha. And that's what this Mish is telling me. That the Mish is telling me that for prika, to unload the animal, that you have to do, and you're not allowed to charge for it. But for loading up the animal, of course, there is a mitzvah, but when you're done, you can charge the owner some sort of hourly rate. Yes. Hold on, we'll read the psukim in a second. Rabbi Shimon Omer af litoyd bechinam. Hold on. Rabbi Shimon Omer af litoyd bechinam. Rabbi Shimon says, though, he argues on our Mishnah, and that's what Rabbi Shimon said in the Mishnah, that the our machlekes, the Mishnah, is not whether there's a mitzvah. The machlekes of the mitzvah, the Mishnah is te'ina b'schar, or is te'ina bechinam as well. Rabbi Shimon says, te'ina is bechinam as well. What is the machlekes? Says the Maral explain. Te'ina lo de'tan rabbanan. We see in a braisa. Prika bechinam teina b'schar. Tana Kama says like Tana Kama of our Mishnah that unloading you do not charge, but for loading you can charge the owner for the work. Shimon Amar zuv zuv bechinam. Ma'i to ma'i drabonim. What's pshat the machlokes? The more abundance, you have very interesting deal. The Sogadai Tichrib Shimon, if you're going to tell me that they're both the same halacha and they both have to be done and you're not allowed to charge, so Lichtach Mana Te'ina V'loi Boi Priko, the Torah should just write that you have a mitzvah to unload an animal, and if you have a mitzvah to just write loading the animal, and if you have a mitzvah to load, for sure you have a mitzvah to unload. What's the nature of this Kavu Chaimer? Hold on, the Gemara Ron Beza will explain. But let's assume for the simplicity's sake, before we get there, that it's a question of Tzar Bali Chaim. If you have a mitzvah to load the animal, which is going to cause the animal Tzar, and now he's schlepping, so for sure you have a mitzvah to unload the animal if you find the animal suffering because of Tzar Bali Chaim. That's one simple way to read the Braisa. And therefore, says the Gemara, why does the Torah have to write both of these halachas explicitly? Just say there's a mitzvah to load the animal, and of course I know there's a mitzvah to unload the animal. There's no tzar bali chayim over there, and there's no financial loss per se on the animal chayiv. Prika the ispei tzar bali chayim v'chisar and kis loy kol shekain. Says the Gemara, "Elalamai hachasar kasr achmona." Why does the Torah write it? Loy melecha, must be the Torah is writing both to tell me that they're both true, but there's a difference in the halacha. Prika, when you're unloading the animal, is bechinam, and teina is bechschar. And chama, you don't see it in the psukim per se, but for the fact that the Torah has to go out of its way to tell me both halachas, it must be there's a difference between them. The difference is that prika, when we have tzar bali chayim, and when we have a din of chesaron kis, then it's causing financial loss to the owner by the animal suffering, then you have a halacha that you have to do it bechinam, whereas te'ina, you have to do it, you have to help, you have to load up the animal, but then you're allowed to charge money. Reb Shimon my time. So why does Reb Shimon disagree with this logic? It's a nice logic. Reb Shimon my time. Reb Shimon says, as we'll see in a second, you cannot necessarily tell me by itself, if the Torah just had one of these psukim, which mitzvah it's telling me. You're telling me if the Torah said specifically te'ina, I would know prika, but if they just had the words the way it's written in the Torah right now, you wouldn't necessarily know which one the Torah means. If it only had one, you might have thought that's only referring to prika. You wouldn't even know te'ina at all. How? Why? Hold on, Reb Shimon will explain to us how he reads the psukim. And therefore, you need to have both to tell me that there actually is a halakha of prika and te'ina at all. Otherwise, you wouldn't know one from the other. What's the big deal, Reb Shimon? Read the psukim. Hachaksiv roivitz tachas masoi. Right? It says kisira chamar shomay senacha. When you see an animal of your enemy, roivitz tachas masoi v'chadalta me'azev lo. You should not stop. Azoiv tazoiv limoi. So what does it mean? That halacha, when it says roivitz, it means the animal is crunching down. The animal cannot hold it. So obviously, that's the halacha of prika, says the Rabbanan. And Hosag Siv, Neuflim. So Sira Chamorsh Echicha Short Neuflim Aderech. It's falling off. So if it's falling off, your mitzvah is to put it back on. So Rabbanan say, I don't understand what your problem is, Reb Shimon. It seems very clear from the Pasuk that Reivitz is referring to the halacha of prika, of unloading, and Neuflim is referring to the halacha of te'ina, of loading, and therefore I don't need the Torah to write one of both of them. The Torah theoretically could have just written the halacha of te'ina. Of course I would know prika. Must be, it's telling me that one's bechinam, one's bischar.
That comes from
Let me finish the sentence. Baderech, says the Gemara, I'll explain to you. Hasuk siv neiflim baderech. The rami inu v'te'inu b'urche mashma. The whole nekudas hamachlaikis over here is the word neiflim. What has fallen? So the Rabbanan say when it says the word neiflim, it means the rami inu v'to anayu b'urche mashma. That the packages, the animal fell, and the packages from the animal fell down. So if the animal and the packages from the animal fell down, that clearly means that the mitzvah is to pick the animal up and to put the packages back on. And therefore the Rabbanan say, it's very clear to me in the Pasuk what it's talking about. Reb Shimon, Neiflim HaDerech means, Inu V'Toanayu Alayu. The animal fell, but the packages are still on. You could have read, you don't read this at the end, but you could have read the Pasuk, the animal collapsed, but the packages didn't go anywhere. They're just sitting there. And therefore, Lav Dafka, is that the mitzvah of Te'ina? Right? Maybe that's the mitzvah of Prika. Unload the animal so it can stand back up. If you read Neiflim is going on the packages, so then obviously the mitzvah is telling you they fell off, put them back on. If you say Neiflim is not on the packages, Neiflim is on the animal, then maybe you would read the Pasuk that your mitzvah is to unload the packages so the animal could stand up. Mashma. And therefore, Shimon says, just reading the words by itself without context of both psukim, I wouldn't necessarily know which pasuk is talking about which, and therefore, I need both psukim to teach me both halachas. But I don't necessarily see from here one bechino, one bitzar. You still have a question?
Yes, but never mind.
Okay, good. Says the Gemara, Amarava, that works too. Amarava. From the halacha, from the fact that we see both of Shimon and the Rabbanon seem to say that there would be more of a mitzvah of prika than te'ina, Rabbi Shimon is just questioning which pasuk you would learn from. But everybody seems to agree that all things being equal, if I just had one pasuk and it was unclear, it would be talking about prika not te'ina. Why? Nilma tzar balechayim derais lechayr, the pasuk pshat, and that is because when there's tzar to the animal, that's more of a mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? Must be the concept of avoiding tzar to an animal is a din d'araisa. What's the makar to the, assuming it is a din d'araisa, which is no beferish a pasuk in the Torah says this, some of Farshim say it's halacha b'Shem Sinai, some of Farshim say this is good for what the Torah is telling you. The Torah is telling you this whole halacha of prika, now that it tells me teen as well, but the halacha of prika itself is a din tzar b'alechem d'araisa. On the Farshim say we learn it out from other halachas we have related to animals like saksim shar b'disha, some of the halachas of klayim, it's hard for animals to work together. There's many different halachas in the Torah. The Torah seems to be looking out for the best interest of animals. Hold on, the Gemara will explain exactly in what context we do this. But there is seem to be machloikis. Tzar bali chaim daraisa derabbanan. Says the Gemara, it seems to be clear from this Gemara, tzar bali chaim is daraisa. V'afilu b'shimon leikamer, el b'shim t'lai mesai mikra. B'shimon said, the only issue here is, I can't tell which pasuk is which. Of a mesai mikra, darshino kavachamer. The kavachamer itself, he had no issue with. Mishumai, why? Why did he say that once I know te'ina, I of course would know prika. La mishum tzar b'alechem d'araisa. Must be because prika is more of a inyan to do because of tzar b'alechem from a lav dafka. Dum mishum dika chzar kis. The reason prika is that we care about prika so much is not necessarily because of the tzar being caused to the animal. Maybe it's because the animal is going to be getting weaker and causing a financial loss to the owner. Maybe it's not the physical being of the animal we care about; it's the financial loss. You can read it like this. And if you saw in Amud Aleph, the Gemara actually mentioned both svaras. And therefore, maybe it's not a tzar issue, maybe it's a financial issue. Okay. Says Mavatina, Ein Bechisar and Kis. You tell me by Te'ina, loading up the animal. If you're looking only on based on financial loss, and that's why you have to do prika, Tina also has financial loss. Why mila eskina da achi v'achi bata mishuke? Right? The owner is delayed. He's stuck here. He's not making it to the shuk on time because the animal dropped all the packages. So if you're only looking from a financial perspective, Te'ina would have the same point as Prika. And inami ganvi shakli kamadi kabadei. Once the packages fall down, passerbys will steal everything. So that would also be a financial loss. If you're only worried about financial loss, says the Gemara, it's very possible that Te'ina and Prika have the same financial loss or similar financial loss to the owner. Therefore, l'chayr, the only difference between them is a question of tzar balechayim. So that seems to indicate to us that there's a sheet at least that holds tzar balechayim is deraisa. And the Gemara is going to go through other eyes, Teda. Let's have a chaim deraisa. I'll prove it to you another place. Diktani Sefer, we had this strange halach at the end of the Mishnah of Avyasi. Avyasi glued the emir, Mahoyal of Yasser al Maso. If you loaded up the animal too heavy, so you put 500 pounds on the back of the chamor, which it can't hold, says Avyasi, Achidish ain't Zakukloy. You don't have to help the owner then. Shenemar, Tachasma Aso, only if it's the proper amount. And Avyasi Dash Maso, Shiokal Namibai. Now the Tanakhama clearly argued on that halacha. Why is the Tanakhama arguing on the halacha? L'chay Rabbi Yaisi's drasha is correct. It says, Ma Michlal, the Tanakhama suffers Zakuklai. Mashma, the Tanakhama holds you have to help him anyways, despite the Pasuk. Why would you have to help despite the Pasuk? My time, Elamishim, the Tzabal Echaim Daraisa. There's actually two halachas over here. There's a halacha of Tzabal Echaim Daraisa, and there's a halacha of Pre-cantina. Rabbi Yaisi says the Iker halacha pre-cantina doesn't apply by the case when you put too much on. Torah says Maso. But comes the Chum says we don't care about that halacha. Chutz me that halacha. There's another halacha called Tzar Bale Chaim. So what do we see? If that's true and the Gemara is going to use this, Rabbi Yaisi clearly holds Tzar Bale Chaim is not the Raisa. Because he says when the animal's too loaded down, you can just ignore it and walk away. So according to this part of the Gemara, we'd actually have a machlokes tanoim. Well, that's Tzar Bale Chaim Daraisa Darabonah, and that's actually going to be very useful, because now any Braisa we find that was Mashma, that Tzar Bale Chaim is not Daraisa, we can blame on Rabbi Yosef. So the Gemara is not assuming now everybody holds to this. Best case scenario, it's a Machlokes Tanoim. So Malav Tafka, Dima B'tachas Masol Pligi. Maybe everybody holds Tzar Bale Chaim is not Daraisa, maybe it's only Darabonah. But if you hold it's only Darabonah, the mice, you have the Pasuk. So it could be they argue on how to dash in the Pasuk. The Rabbi Yosef said, Dashin and Takas Maso, Maso Sheyach Lamabai. Rabbanah said, we like Dashin and Takas Maso. There is no such halacha. Tosfos points out, which is interesting in case you're wondering, the Gemara is talking about whether Tzabal Echem Daraisa. It's Mashma, everybody agrees, Tzabal Echem Darabonah. Minimum. So if that's the case, what's this whole din over here? The Maisa, we see Tzabal Echem Darabonah. Tosfos says, if you hold Tzabal Echem Darabonah, that would not necessarily be your responsibility to help someone else's animal. Could be Chazal only did it for your animal. And even if you would have to help somebody else's animal, you definitely would be able to charge and expect payment in that case. So it's clear that the context of this whole sugya is only assuming that you'd ever have to do it bechina for someone else's animal, assuming Tzar Bale Chaim is daraisa. If you hold Tzar Bonan, there's an interest in doing it, but mostly for your own animal, mostly bechina. Says the Gemara, Teid, I'll bring you another right, that Tzar Bale Chaim is lav daraisa. I'll prove to you that it's not daraisa. Diktani Reisha, Halach V'Yashav Lo, if the owner stands there and says, oh, I'm going to sit down and have a cup of coffee, you help unload my animal. V'yam lo ha'ev alecha mitzvah lif'lik lif'lik potter, you potter. Shenamar imoy. Now, he's talking about that. Tzar Bale Chaim Daraisa, mali isa l'mar badei, v'mali kilasa l'mar badei. If you're worried about the physical care of the animal, what's the difference if the owner agrees to help or not? So maybe it's time the din of pre-kavatimia potter, but beside the din of Tzar Bale Chaim, you should be responsible to unload the animal. It's mashma Tzar Bale Chaim is not the raisa. It's only din the rabbanon. You're not chayim in this case. So no, could be the other Tzar Bale Chaim the raisa, but you misread the Mishnah. Misavit potter legamri. When the Mishnah said you're potter in the case, it doesn't mean you're potter. It means dama potter bechinam the chayim beskar. Even though we said everybody agrees that unloading the animal you have to do bechinam, when the owner says, I'm not going to help you, you still have to do it, because it's Tzar Bale Chaim, but then you could charge. So that's all the Mishnah is saying. The Mishnah is not saying you're potter. The Mishnah is saying you're potter maybe because it's in a pre-kavatina, but you're chayim itam Tzar Bale Chaim, but for that you could charge for it. When the owner is there, avid gabe bechinim, then you do it for free. If the owner ignores you and sits down, avid gabe papischar. So let's bring a raya that Tzar Bale Chaim is daraisa from the next braisa. The braisa says behemas ovid kechovim metapable kemehemas Yisrael. That doesn't make a difference if the animal that's suffering is a Jewish animal or a Goyish animal. Now, if you're going to say it's a din in taking care of animals, makes sense. We don't care if the animal is a Goyish animal, owned by a Goy or owned by a Jew. We care about the tzar of the animal, so you have to take care of it. If you're going to tell me it's not a din daraisa, so therefore it's not a din in the animal. It's a din in the owner. Am I metapable kemeres Yisrael? Why do you have to take care of the animal? We care about the owner's financial interest. And if it's a guy, we should not care about his financial interest. So the mahasa mishum eva en achanami. Maybe the brice over there means like by eva. We know the halacha is you don't have to give tzedakah to goyish causes, but if it's going to cause machloikis and fights, you do. So you're also maybe when the brice says that you have to take care of a goyish animal, it's not mitam tzar balechayim at all. It's mitam halacha of eva that if a goy sees you taking care of a Jewish animal, but not taking care of a goyish animal, that's why the brice said you have to take care of it. So the truth is halacha mistabe that actually makes more sense. Diktani, because we see in the Brisa, Diktani Sefer, it says in the Brisa, Emhoisa Tuuna Yayin Osir, let's say this animal is bringing wine that is Osir for a Jew to drink. Wine that's clearly Avoid the Zora oriented wine. Then Allah is Ein Zokokol, you don't get involved. So Yamar Pishma Lavda Raisa, if you're going to tell me it's not a din in Tsar Bale Chayim, Bishamachi Ein Zokokol. So it's a din in Eva, the guy knows you're not going to help him for Avoid the Zora, so that's not a din in Eva. Eliyam at Daraisa, it's a question of the suffering of the animal. Am I in a zokokol? So now why don't you have to help him out? Lamaisa, Tsar Bale Chayim, the animal's suffering. What's if it's why he's suffering? You have to take care of it. So Mahachi Kamar. No, maybe when the Brisa could be, it's not the issue. When the Brisa said you have to deal with a goyish animal the way you deal with a Jewish animal, it was not talking about unloading. Unloading you would, but that's a din in Tzar Bale Chayim. Maybe when the Brisa said about wine that it's also, it wasn't talking about unloading, which would be, you have to do anyways, because it's Tzar Bale Chayim. It was about loading up, treif wine onto an animal, and to help him schlep it to the market. That you're not allowed to do. But maybe it wasn't focusing on unloading, which is on Tzar Bale Chayim, it was focusing on loading. Okay, so we're not clear from that part of the Brisa. Tashma. Another brisa about this. Behemoth of a kechavim. What if you have a goyish animal, umasu Yisrael, but the packages are owned by a yid? Okay, so now how do you look at this? What do you do in that situation? Vichodalta. In that case, you don't have to help him. You don't have to help him, even though the package is owned by a yid. You know, now it doesn't say over here, we're talking about pre-kartina. Just says you don't have to help. Now, v'yametzav alechem deraisa. The Gemara assumes we're talking about prika unloading. If we're talking about an animal that's suffering, if you hold v'yametzav alechem deraisa, my vichodalta. Why do you have to? Why are you allowed to ignore it? Azayv Tazev Biboyle. Hafuch. It should have said that you have a mitzvah to help him out because the mitzvah of Azayv Tazev is the mitzvah of Tzar Bale Chaim. Even by a goyish animal, you should have to unload the animal. Must be it's a raya. Tzar Bale Chaim is not. Says Mar Le'olam, Tzar Bale Chaim is the raisa. Possum b'te'ina. Over here, we're talking about loading up the animal. Well, again, there's no issue of Tzar Bale Chaim when you're loading it up. And if the behema is owned by a goy, then the brisa says you don't have to help. Says, wait a second. Look at the end of the brisa. It says, behemas Yisrael u'masev ikichavim. If the package is owned by a Jew, then owned by a goy, but the animal is owned by a Jew, azev tazev. Then you should help. I don't understand. The b'te'ina, my azev tazev. If it's a question of loading it up and the animal's not, so why do you have to help? Why do you have to help the goyisha truck driver over here or the goyisha packages? It says, the issue over here is because since in this case the animal's owned by a Jew, the Jew's going to suffer if you can't get the packages loaded up on time. So then why? If you're worried about a Jew suffering on either side, the Jew might be suffering because it's his animal, the Jew might be financially, he might be suffering because it's his packages, so in either case, you should help out. Why does the price differentiate whether it's a Jewish packages or Goyish packages with a Jewish animal or not? So I'll tell you why. When it said that the animal was owned by a Goy, and therefore the driver of the animal was also a Goy. The driver of the animal is a Goy. Let the driver work out his own problems. But Sefer Bechamar Yisrael, since the animal was owned by a Yid, the driver of the animal was also a Yid, and therefore you have to help him out. So my Paska, why would that be the case? Why would you have a Brisa which talks about different drivers? Stama de Milsa, Insher Basar Chamar Yazel. If you have a Jewish animal, Jewish-owned animal, you have a Jewish driver. If a Goyish-owned animal, you have a Goyish driver. Therefore, that's the case. This whole discussion we said only makes sense if we're talking about loading up the animal. So there's no issue of Tzar Bale Chaim. So now it's just a question of financial interest. But the pasuk that the Gemara brought was v'chadalta, or azev tazev. The pasukim of v'chadalta of azev tazev are mentioned by prika, not by te'ida, not by loading up, by unloading. And again, if we're focusing here on unloading, then we're back to the question of Tzar Bale Chaim. Who cares whose animal it is? You're supposed to unload it because of Tzar Bale Chaim. So So I'm like, that's no problem. Hamani, basically, the enechanami. Maybe the price is talking about unloading. And if it's a goyish animal, you don't have to deal with it. Oh, tzar bali chayim deraisa. We already said, basically, doesn't hold of tzar bali chayim for sure. Because basically, he was the one who said that if the animal's suffering too much, because you put too much on, you don't have to deal with it. Clearly, basically, hold tzar bali chayim lav deraisa. Tamar, tzar bali chayim lav deraisa. One more braisa. Tashma. Oyev lifreik v'sanei litter. You have two people in front of you. One has an animal that all the packages fell off. You have to do te'ina. And one has the package, the animal is suffering too much on him, and you have to do prika. Okay, but you have a friend who needs prika and an enemy who needs te'ina. Now, we said all things being equal, you're supposed to do prika first because the animal, l'chaira, is suffering, so you do prika first. Here it says, mitzvah b'sanei, you should help the enemy. That your enemy who's there, you should help him load up his animal first. Why? Because you got to work on yourself, right? Why do you hate this yid? You shouldn't be hating the yid. If you shouldn't be hating the yid, the best way to stop hating somebody is to help them. And therefore, says the Bryce, you should help them. Now, wait a second. This poor animal is suffering with all the packages. The chayyav, you should do that one first. Here the Gemara says a critical halach over here. Afilu hachi, kedei lach afes yitzroi adif. Even if you hold tzar bali chayim daraisa, any time there's a human interest overrides all dinei tzar bali chayim. If you need to eat an animal, you're allowed to shecht it. If you need to get your packages to the market, you're allowed to load them up on the animal, even though the animal's suffering somewhat, and bring them to the market. The animal's allowed to shlep for you. Tzar bali chayim daraisa does not override human interest. And over here, says the Braisa, there's a human interest that you should be working and helping out your enemy more, the halacha v'sitzrei, to make yourself have better midas, and that's more important than the halacha of tzar bali chayim daraisa. Amazing halacha. Toshma. Sinei shamru. When we talked about hating someone, now the pasuk says that word. Kisira chamar sin acha roivitz tachas masa. It says the word sinei. So sinei shamru. Sinei yisrael v'lo sinei v'kechavim. That's only by a Jewish animal, not by a goyish animal. What do you mean? Yamatzab alechem deraisa mali sinei yisrael mali sinei v'kechavim. As we just said, if only worried about the animal suffering, who cares if the animal's owned by a goy? So no, misavata sani the crow. When the Bryce over here said sani, shamu sani, so what's it going on the word sani in the pasuk? Enechanami from the pasuk, whether it's a Jewish animal, a Goyish animal, if you hold tzar b'chaim deraisa, you have to help. Ashayne the masnisa koy. It's going on the previous Bryce. Previous Bryce said, I have lifreik for sani litoin. That you're supposed to help your sani more because you want to be shaver your midas. That's only if the sani is a yid. If the son is a goy and you hate him because he's a goy, then there's no halacha of shaveris midos to help him out. But if you hold tzar bali chayim deraisa, whether the owner of the animal is a Jew or a goy, it doesn't make a difference. The animal's suffering, you have halacha to help him out. Okay.